Right. Wasn't that nice? So that's Sunset Social Club. Welcome back to the Torbay Hospitality Podcast. As always, we are joined by our producer, Callum. Hello.
Hello and good evening.
We've got a few shout outs this week to Sarah Bond, Sam, Frankie from Frank's Lifestyle Cafe and Beach Kiosk, Sarah and the whole team from Sarah's on the Beach at Preston, Gen Z, Nikki, Rob, Danny and Remy, and Gemma, who's on her way to Henley, Ash, Alex, and the staff at Torbay Hospital A&E. You know who you are.
Shout out to you guys.
That's right. So today's format's going to be a little bit different. We've got some standard news items, and then we're also going to be pulling from the fishbowl of news. Are you ready to go for the fishbowl?
The fishbowl of news. Are we starting with the fishbowl of news?
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, you start. You take your first one.
Right. So we're going to pull a number, and the number is linked to a news item. You folded these quite well. I'm not sure about this entirely, Callum. So news item number 4, the special feature, Boathouse Watch. Dun, ooh. Dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Do we have a ding? Right. Boathouse Watch. Still sold. Still don't know who has it. That was a short feature. Pull a number, Callum.
Wait, for new listeners, what is Boathouse Watch?
Oh, Boathouse. The Boathouse is the restaurant that's at the end of Preston Beach. And it's been, you know, it's empty. And we just want to know who has it, because I've got a beach hut on on Preston Beach. And a lot of other people do, too. So we want to know who has it. Who's got that restaurant?
Yeah, who knows? Does someone know?
Yes.
Do you know?
No.
No, not you, the listener.
Oh, sorry. Yes, if you know, DM us, please, because we want to be able to get the word out. I think it's under wraps, so yeah, no worries. Right. So go on, Callum. It's your turn.
All right, mine is number 1.
Ooh, okay. So you want to read it out?
All right. Barbican Bay Cafe has purchased On the Rocks here in Torquay.
Yeah, have you heard about the story?
I haven't. What's On the Rocks?
On the Rocks is a restaurant. It's down at Abbey Sands. And Barbican Bay Cafe, the owners of the Bay Cafe, have purchased the new restaurant. So they're going to be taking over. And they're also featured in our jobs listing because they're hiring baristas, front of house staff, and so on.
Oh, so they're building a whole new team around it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
that's very
exciting.
Yeah, it is, definitely. So best of luck to the team at Barbican Bay Cafe. And
Have you ever been to the Barbican Bay Cafe?
I have never, no. Okay. It's next to the Headland View Hotel.
Right
our
there.
Friend David, right there. So Headland View, shout out David Black. We know him quite well. So yeah, the Barbican Bay Cafe is purchased On the Rocks. So that is the latest news that came out on social media kind of this week.
Okay,
so that's a bit interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah. I thought the owners of the Barbican Bay were the two young ladies.
That's the Barbican Beach Cafe.
Okay, I mixed it up.
There is a difference.
Barbican Bay is not down on the beach. The Barbican Bay Cafe is on the top of the promenade.
Yes, it's at the prom.
Right.
Yes,
right, gotcha.
Exactly. Well, while we're talking about bars and restaurants and things like that, I do have a little bit of a update here. We wanted to give a big shout out to Jason Parry and his team at the Mercure Painting. They had a launch party on Friday with a bunch of local suppliers that we know, Deck Chair Gin, Bay's Brewery, and Devon Rum. They were all there too. And it was an event enjoyed by all. So congratulations to friend of the pod, Jason Parry, general manager, and the entire team at the Mercure. So yeah, that's some news there. So you want to head back to the fishbowl?
Yeah. Do you want to take yours now?
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Right.
Shake it up.
We managed to get the heaviest fishbowl ever. Sorry, it's a bit cumbersome with all this equipment around. So, right. Ooh, this is news item number 10. Let's spin the wheel and see where we end up. News item 10 is the Torbay Business Forum is hosting Biz and Fizz this Friday, the 30th of June, at Below Decks from 5:30 p.m. We will be there early from 4, so be sure to pop down to Below Decks and say hi to your favorite podcasters. We will have a mic on so you can give a shout out. So buy your tickets today at torbaybusinessforum.com.
Okay, so it's not invite only. Anyone can come.
Yeah.
Is it just for business owners? What kind of crowd are we expecting there?
Yeah, definitely business-minded people.
Sure.
People who work in you know, work in business, local businesses, and they're interested in networking. It's like a networking event.
Oh, very fun.
Yeah, so it's quite good. So have a look for us. We'll be down there from 4, and make sure you come by and give us a shout out.
And if it's Biz and Fizz, I'm assuming we're going to have some champagne or something fizzy.
Prosecco, probably.
Yeah, maybe some Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I think it's £15 a ticket, but you get like canapes and Prosecco and things like that. So yeah.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah, it'll be good. So, right, should we head over to regular news?
Yeah, let's have a look. What have we got for bar news?
Bar news. This is one for the diary. Hululu Bar in Tynmouth is hosting a single fin Sunday on Sunday the 2nd of July from 2 p.m. until late. And so single fin Sundays, you know, are from the Sunset Social Club, Feel Good House Grooves. And listen to this. Every Saturday in July from July and August from 2 to 6 p.m., Sunset Social is going to be playing a residency at Sandridge Barton Vineyards. So check out their Instagram for more details. Should we have a listen to their
Absolutely
SoundCloud?
Absolutely. Massive shout out to Sunset
yes.
Social
Oh
Club.
My God, yeah.
I think that they're smashing it. Well
Absolutely.
Done. Another little...
Yeah.
And that's why we wanted to feature the mix on today's
yeah.
pod.
Yeah, let's listen. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. And thank you, Jack from Sunset Social, for providing that musical interlude. Should we have another draw from the pool yeah. of news?
Do you want to give a little shake for me?
Okay.
Shake, shake, shake. Okay, we got number... Lucky number 6.
Oh, okay. Right. So 6, it's a bit of a long one.
Okay, so we got Juniper in Torquay is launching a series of pop-ups. Mm-hmm. In addition to launching a new vodka and rum brand as well. The Rum Brothers Premium Rum and Clearstone Glacier Vodka.
Mm.
Their first pop-up was this past weekend, collaborating with MDL, Marina, and our friends at Otto. It's quite a number of announcements.
All at once. Yeah, that's right. So what do you think of that? So Juniper and Torquay, they've got quite a bit going on. They've launched two alcohol brands.
We need to take a step back. What is Juniper and Torquay?
Juniper is the gin bar, but they're also a distiller. And they run Torquay, like distilling.
Okay.
Juniper is, they have a still in the bar. And so they can make like their own gins and everything right in the bar. It's one of the only bars, I think, in Torquay that actually has a still right there.
Okay.
So it's a working still.
Are they going to do these vodka and rum brands from Torquay as well? Do you know that?
That I don't know. It just kind of came out as like a launch.
Yeah.
And so it's this vodka brand and the rum brand. And then they started to do these pop-ups. So the first one was over at MDL Marina in kind of that octagonal building that's overlooking the marina.
Yeah.
And they had, I think Sunset Social came out and was spinning tracks or spinning their mix. And then Otto was providing pizzas. So there's just like quite a bit going on all at once. So Juniper, call us and we'll get some of this announced out for you because there's like quite a bit going on.
Also, we need some new gin, new rum.
Yeah, come on down and do a tasting. So I think Sean Cockman and Lawrence all kind of work over at Juniper from time to time. So definitely give us a call. We can help out with that. So yeah, you ready to pull from the...
Yeah, well, it's your turn now.
From the news puddle? Oh, is it my turn? Right. 7. Ooh. Spin the wheel. the Babican Model Village is offering a discount for local residents, 25%, any day, all year round. You need a TQ, PL, or EX postcode, and you need to show proof of permanent address. That's like a driver's license or your utility bill. And everyone in your family will get the discount. And what I didn't know is they don't take cash, only cards. Well, good to know.
I actually heard that they don't take cards. They only take mini cards.
Mini. That's right, because it's a model village. A little baby.
A tiny little card.
Tiny little swig. Perfect. All right, brilliant. Shall we head over to the regular news?
Yeah, let's have a look. What have we got next? We've got our events news.
That's right. Electric Bay's coming up. We're going to do a segment called Craig David Watch. Electric Bay is the 15th and 16th of July. And the headline act is, of course, Craig David. So call us, Craig. We still want to interview you.
Is Electric Bay the kind of festival that you'd go to?
No.
No. Why not?
It's a bit, I prefer, I like the musical instruments.
Oh, so you prefer more of an acoustic vibe to a...
Yeah, or just rock.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
so Paynton Festival would be more your thing.
Probably. So it's coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, that's our next line of news. We've got the Paynton Festival is coming up in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. It's the 22nd to the 30th of June.
That's a long time.
Of July, sorry.
Yeah.
Not sure what's going on there.
I know. Didn't you try to find out, what the lineup is?
Yeah, there's no lineup. If you have a look at their website at the moment, they're calling us eager for having a look.
I don't know.
Which I respect.
It's less than a month away, though. So, yeah, I think the circus is there. And, of course, there's be a fun fair. So I don't know what other acts or, activities they have going on. So stay tuned.
There's usually, quite a few things going on. Ever since we've lived here for the last 10 years, there's always something in the summer going on on the Paynton Green.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think Paynton Festival will have some live music. It's usually acoustic, usually rock, kind of maybe some soft rock.
Yeah. That's my favorite kind of rocks.
Okay. You don't like those hard rocks?
No, that sounds good.
Okay, so we'll see you at Paynton Festival, but not Electric Bay.
Yeah, exactly. That's more my speed. So yeah, you ready to go?
Okay.
It's your turn.
Is it my turn? Go for that one. Sticking.
Yeah, we've got four more.
Number two. So.
Okay.
Simply Fish in Brixham has a new menu offer. Lobster
arancini.
Is that chi? Arancini balls. Mm-hmm. We've noticed lobsters coming onto the menus more often at Offshore, the Dock, and the Dress Crab. What do we think about that?
I think it's unusual. I don't know whether it's aspirational or whether it's just genuinely lobsters are coming down in price or whether it's due to consumer demand. I honestly don't know why lobster is turning up on menus more often. What do you think?
I think lobster has a great brand.
Yeah.
I think when you say lobster, people immediately think, oh, that's a high-class place.
It's food forward.
It's fancy. I'm going to have a good experience. If they serve lobster, I'm not necessarily looking to get the lobster, but if they serve lobster, I'm going to get some good food.
Yeah, that's a really interesting observation. I think it is for a very food forward. I've noticed that the Offshore menu is really taking, it's really been upgraded. And also at the Dock, that they're adding in lobster. The Dressed Crab obviously would be food forward and Simply Fish as well. So it's not a restaurant where you're going to get that's known for live music or known for pints and things like that. It seems like for foodie type experiences that lobster seems to be the way to go.
Yeah.
So we want to see lobster on everybody's menus, please. So we have a look at the news.
Personally, not a huge fan of lobster, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Unconventional, but...
Yeah, I love lobster.
Yeah,
it's one of my faves. So yeah, let's head over to the jobs board. So the Manor Inn in Gampton, is that how you pronounce it? Gampton?
Gampton.
Is looking for experienced junior kitchen staff to join the team. They have loads of opportunities to develop and acquire new skills. So all you need to do is inquire by sending your CV to themanorinngampton@gmail.com. Or you can also give them a direct message on social media.
I'm curious here, how do you interpret experienced junior kitchen staff? What does experienced junior mean? Does it mean I've worked somewhere for a year, but I'm still quite young, maybe? Or does it mean
Yeah, I think that you would have experience. Yeah, definitely. But you're not going to be in charge of the kitchen.
Sure.
That's all I'm getting. Yeah. Is that junior means that you have some bosses.
Okay, yeah. but it's not your first time in a kitchen.
Exactly.
It's not your first job.
So it sounds like a place. So they're saying opportunity to develop and acquire new skills. So that sounds good. And the pay is competitive. So it sounds like it's a part-time role, but possibly becoming full-time. So check them out.
And if you're listening and you have kids who are around the age of getting a job, I really recommend it to push them for that or to, you know, suggest that to them.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's going to give them lots of experience for later.
Definitely. The Palace Theatre in Paignton is hiring a cleaner for 10 hours a week. Contact the theatre directly. And as we mentioned before, the Babbican Bay Cafe is hiring front of house, baristas, chefs, kitchen porters, it's everything. Basically, they need it for on the rocks. And they've got excellent rates of pay. So you want to get in touch with the cafe for more details. But I'm sure it will be to kit out the new place.
Yeah, so that's the whole team.
Yeah, and we don't know what it's going to be called. So answers on a postcard.
Okay.
You want to take this one?
Yeah, let's have a look. So we got number 8.
Mm.
So let's go down.
Oh, a bit out of town.
A new property, cafe bar for sale in Selkirk. Only £99,000 with Betsworth. Two ensuite rooms, the sea views, cafe by day, intimate cocktail bar by night. Who's in?
It sounds amazing. £99,000. I had to read the listing a few times. I'm just going to pull it up now because it's absolutely outrageous. I had to send it to a few people like, are we doing this? A cafe bar in the center of Salcombe.
Was it in the center?
Sea views. Stylish, refurbished, full, multifaceted business. Bar, cafe, cocktail lounge, club bar, and sunny estuary town, obviously. Oh, it has 4 ensuite boutique rooms for let in Salcombe. For sale, $99,000. So head over to the Betsworth social media. It just went on their feed today.
That's bizarre. That's a bizarre price.
£99,000. And it's like for sale. It doesn't say freehold. It doesn't say leasehold. It says for sale. So it's crazy.
That is crazy, actually.
Okay. So where are we headed to?
I think before we carry on, I think you should take from the ball.
Okay, right. Oh my God, I've got 2. Okay. Number 9. News flash out of the Met Office.
Okay.
The UK will have its hottest June on record.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's the 27th. I hope they've figured it out by now. June 2023 is on track to be the hottest June on record in a series or in since records were kept and going back to 1884. So that's incredible. So, yeah, I mean, we've certainly felt like the hot weather down here. And I know that all of the bars and restaurants have been really enjoying like a surge of tourism and commerce.
It didn't feel too hot for me, actually.
No?
When you say it's going to be the hottest June on record, I would assume that means uncomfortable.
Oh yeah,
it's been great. It's been a lovely June.
You've been in the sea all month.
I have been in the sea. So
that is why I've been in this terrarium of an office,
and you've been slowly boiling.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah,
and talking of boiler rooms, I think it's about time we turn back up for Sunset Social Club.
Let's do it
and have a little chink of our drinks. Okay, so now I think it's time, after that little musical interlude, to go to our live music calendar.
That's right. So starting on Friday the 30th, and this is after you go to the Biz and Fizz down at Blow Ducks, Roger and Ollie are playing the spinning wheel at 9 p.m., Rob Hunt is playing Ollie's Bit on the Side, and remember, at Ollie's Bit on the Side, you can double up your spirits for an extra £2, and small plates are only a fiver. Busta Groove is playing at the Grand Central Cafe Bar in Paignton at 9. The Pylon Poets are playing at the Coach House in Paignton from 9. And at the Offshore is Go Tell Alice. They're playing from 9:30.
Pylon Poets? Have you ever heard of Pylon Poets before?
I have. Sam McIver, their drummer, used to work here.
Oh, bizarre.
I know. Crazy. Isn't that crazy? Isn't it an interesting name, though?
That is. I like the Pylon Poets. That sounds great.
Yeah, it's pretty good. They're amazing. So definitely go and see them. And then on Saturday, The Collective is playing at the Coach House in Paignton from 9. And at the Offshore at 9:30, Scott McGowan takes the stage. And we're over onto Sunday. Craig Ayers is playing the Coach House at 5 p.m. And that's over in Paignton. And yeah, should we have another look at the Wheel of News?
Yep.
Right. Is it my turn? Okay. Number 5. Right. In bar news, Liberty in Brixham has introduced a new cocktail menu. And you want to check it out on their socials. They've got some pictures of these cocktails. And one of them is a green cocktail and it's called Fishcombe Cove. And we've got a picture of it here. What do you think? I don't know what's on the top.
I think actually the other one looks more interesting to me, the Floradora.
Floradora. I don't know what that means, but it's got like flowers in it and fruit in it, and it looks like really light and like fresh. Like
there's something at the bottom there. Okay. Some sort of
alcohol?
Some sort of alcohol, yeah.
I know. The Fishcombe Cove, though, it's like green, just like the bay, but it looks like there's something on top of it. We're not 100% sure what that is. So, yeah, check out the new cocktail menu over at Liberty. Are you ready for the final news round?
There's only one left, so I'll grab it out.
Yeah, go
for it.
Number three, go for it.
So a trend that we are seeing are spritzers, with Otto and Torquay offering them, and that's as opposed to cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And we also just saw the Shoreline in Paignton is doing a limoncello spritzer.
Yeah.
What do you think of that trend?
It's interesting because I imagine that the spritz is easier to make and still offers like still something new, a new experience. And it probably offers a lot more flexibility where cocktails are done to like a recipe and they're really time consuming. Spritzes could be like, ooh, can you make me this kind of spritz, that kind of spritz? I don't know.
Take me back. What is a spritzer?
Oh, I think it's just alcohol and sparkling water.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe it's
any alcohol, like a beer or wine or?
No, like liquor.
Right. Okay.
Right. So like limoncello.
Right. I understand.
Yeah. Or maybe amaretto, or I don't know, is Aperol like a spritz? Or yeah, it just sounds like a new kind of trend in offering spritzes instead of cocktails, or maybe also with cocktails.
Yeah.
Both. And so, yeah, it's just something new that we've identified.
What's your favorite spritz?
White wine.
Okay, white wine spritzer.
Silly. White wine spritzer, Sauvignon Blanc in sparkling water. That's me all day long.
Oh, very nice.
Nice. So yeah, is that our last news round item?
That's our last news round. So we just have the weather to cover.
Time for the weather. So this weekend, it's partly cloudy both days with a high of 20. So thanks so much for listening. Make sure that you follow, subscribe to the podcast, and send us some love on socials. We're always looking for new guests to come onto the podcast, and we're always looking for stories to share. So thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Cheers, guys. Have a good weekend.
Right.